We have another hot day coming up. It'll be partly sunny, moderately humid, however, 85 to 90. And then tonight there's a chance of a thunderstorm with a front, 65 to 70. So behind the front, tomorrow it's not going to be as hot, 80 degrees and partly cloudy. Thursday, we'll see another system moving our way. So it'll be hazy and humid with some showers or a thunderstorm in the afternoon and evening, 80 degrees. Behind that front, how about another batch of dry air? Partly cloudy, less humid Friday, low 80s. I think Saturday is going to be outstanding. Sunny, pleasant, near 80 degrees. And then on Sunday, the beginning of August already, it will get hazy and more humid, and the highs should be in the low 80s. So not really terrible. What did I want to discuss today? I thought something that, you know, in my experience, has always been kind of confusing to the average person, and that is satellite radar. A lot of times I hear people say, what are you showing on your satellite? Are there any thunderstorms? Well, not that the satellite can't detect that, but satellite is a negative. Okay, remember the old black and white negatives when you took a picture? That's exactly what it does. Satellite's up there in the atmosphere, and it's taking pictures of the globe. And from that satellite, we are able to see the cloud formations. And, of course, a trained eye will be able to tell what is high clouds, what is smoke, what are low clouds, etc., fog. And that is satellite. So satellite is a picture. Radar, on the other hand, shows us what actually is hitting the Earth, what is down on the ground, because radar is also working on echoes. That's a good way to put it. As raindrops and snowflakes fall down to the ground, the echo comes back up, and that's picked up on the radar. And from the radar, we are able to actually decipher what is light, what is very light, what is not falling at all. Sometimes precipitation comes down to a certain level and then doesn't reach the ground because it evaporates. So the trained eye could also look at that. And it's very important, especially like when I'm forecasting for some of our softball teams, like the Long Island Ducks or the Mets or the Cyclones. I'm very, very in tune with the radar and try to let them know exactly where the showers are, where the thunder and lightning is, when it will be there, etc. So radar is more nowcasting for what is going to affect you on the ground. As satellite pictures, that's what it is. It's a picture. I hope that straightens it out. But of course, if you have comments, questions, you name it, just email us at weather@walkradio.com. And I thought I'd be able to give this statement up, but I can't. Remember, you have to stick to the rules so the virus doesn't stick to you.